You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to the Kingdom Sound radio broadcast. We are a ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where the pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan. So glad to have each of you with us tuning in weekly now on Fridays. Fridays at 6, you will find us here. Thank God for the opportunity to just share the word of the Lord from the scripture to encourage the hearts of the people in hopes that lives will be changed, that lives will be transformed to the glory of God, that we would grow in the knowledge of God. So let's just pray really quick. Father, in all things we bless and we thank you. In all things we depend upon you. In all things we declare that you are God, your Lordship, Father. You're sovereign, you rule, and you reign. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would enlighten our hearts, our eyes, our minds, our understanding. Let us hear and receive the truth of your word. Father, let it be like an arrow hitting the bull's eye of our heart. Let your word change and transform us into the image of Christ, into who you've called us to be, Christ beings, walking in his authority, walking in dominion, walking in the power and manifesting the glory of God. We pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to the hearers and doers of the word. Okay, so I am happy to be in the studio again. Glad to be here. Glad to those of you that tune in, and the radio is a blessing to you as it is to me also. I want to talk and look at Romans 6 today, the book of Romans chapter 6. I woke up with the thought of disobedience. And so when you look at the word disobedience, in the middle is the word die. And that word is reminding us, the scripture tells us, it's appointed unto every man to die. And I thought about waking up. It was in my waking up thoughts, that word about disobedience. disobedience. We got to die. We got to die. We got to die to ourselves. We got to die to our flesh. We got to die to our will. We got to die to any and everything that is not like God. Disobedience. We don't want to die. The problem of disobedience is that we don't want to die. The scripture tells us that if any man be in Christ, any human be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. And how does that work? How does that happen? How can I be a new creation? The old man must die. The old man must be crucified. The old man must be put to death. I must die to me, myself, and I must die to my ways of thinking, my stinking ways of thinking. I think it's right, but the word of God says it's wrong. I gotta die. I gotta release it. I gotta remove it. I gotta let go of it. I've got to reach for the truth of the word and cling and take hold unto the scriptures. Romans 6 is where we want to start today in the scriptures. Romans 6, talking about the topic of disobedience. When I die, I'll be able to obey. When I die, I'll be able to hear God clearly. When I die, I'll be able to walk upright. When I die, I'll be able to walk in holiness. When I die to myself, to my flesh that constantly wants to usurp and take authority and rule. But I must die. We're going to go further, but let me just begin. Romans 6. It says and reads, "What shall we say then? Should we continue and keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace?" Paul is asking a question. What shall we say? What shall we say? What shall we say to all of this? What shall we say about this? Is it right? Is it the right thing to do, the righteous, holy thing to do, to continue walking in sin and keep just using up God's grace, taking in his grace, his wonderful grace, wasting his grace? Shall we live like that? He answers his own question. He says, God forbid. Absolutely not. How shall we live like that? Of course not. How would we and why would we live like that? Since we have died to sin, and we're talking about disobedience, the word D-I-E, die, is in the middle of disobedience. We have died, Apostle Paul tells us, Romans 6, to sin. I've died to sin. And that's what we're talking about today. When we die to sin, we can live the life that God intends for us. No longer we've died to sin. He says, verse 3, "Or have you forgotten, or don't you know, that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized, joined with him in baptism, joined with him in his death." We died to the old man, the old way of living, the old way of thinking, the old sinful behaviors, the old carnal nature and lust of our flesh, our godless human nature, walking in our own ways, doing our own things, not caring what the scripture says, not caring that we even know many times that this is wrong, that this is sin, and still walking in it. But he said, we've died to our old ways of thinking, our old ways.
verse 4, therefore you're buried with Christ by baptism unto his death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of Father, even so, by the glorious power of the Father, Jesus was raised from the dead, resurrected. And now we, because of that, we now have the ability through Christ's finished work, resurrection, burial, death, redeeming us to walk in the newness of life. I got a new walk because I died. When we die, we'll have a new walk. We'll now walk in the newness of life. We'll now walk as a new creature, a new creation. I don't have to live the old me. I don't have to live the old way. I'm called to live and walk in the newness of life, the new way that Christ brings. When I die, I live. When I die to myself and to my flesh, I live. I live in the newness of life. I live the abundant life Christ has for me. I want to live. And in order to live, I must first die. I must first die. I must first crucify. I must first kill all of it. All of it, everything not like the Father. Verse 5, Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, if we've been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know in the likeness of his resurrection, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. We're resurrected beings. We're Christ beings. We're resurrected beings. A change has come. A transformation has come. Knowing this, our old man was crucified. We're getting to the meat of it. Romans 6, 6. Knowing this, our old man was crucified. I declare to you today, your old man, when you accepted Jesus Christ, was crucified. I declare, if you're listening and you've never accepted him and you got a rap sheet that's 20 miles long, in Christ, by accepting him into your heart as Lord, as Savior, by simply just praying, God, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you are the Lord, that you are King, that you died for my sins, that I can have this new life that she's talking about, that my sins can be washed clean and forgiven, and I can now become a new creature in Christ and walk in the newness of life. Yes, you can. Because Christ died for you, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if it had only been you, he would have done it. If it had only been you on the entire earth, he would have done it. That the body of sin might be destroyed. The body of sin, our old sinful self, our old sinful natures, our old sinful flesh. We were crucified with Christ, that sin would lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to sin. Would you make that declaration today? I'm not a slave to sin. In the name of Jesus, I'm not a slave to sin. In the name of Jesus, I now walk in the newness of life. For he that is dead is free from sin. If we would only die that we might live again, if we would only die so that we could live a life free from sin, if we would only die to the sin nature, die to the flesh, put it to death. How? How do we put it to death? Number one way to put it to death, a renewed and a transformed mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. But if we renew our minds and if we allow our minds to be transformed by the power and the word of God, we will put the flesh to death. We renew, we open up the word of God and we renew our minds. What we think, it must align and be found within the scriptures. We live and do what the word of God says. So how can we be freed from sin? Verse 8, now if we be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We died with Christ, we know that we're also going to live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. He don't have to die no more. He was raised from the dead. No more death has dominion over him. Through Christ, God has broken the chains of death off of us, broken the chains of enslavement off of us, broken the chains of sin off of us. We are free in Christ. We are free in the Lord. We are free to live in the light, to walk in the light, to live in the beauty of holiness, to live and walk in the Holy Spirit of God. We are free to live holy, boldly, godly, faithful, steadfast lives filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Number two, the Holy Spirit of God empowers us. How do we die to sin? How do we become new creations? We accept Jesus Christ. We begin a diet in the Word of God, eating the Word, in filling ourselves, more Word in, more Word out, filling ourselves, filling our hearts and minds, thinking about what the Word says we are, who we are, finding our identity in the Word. You are, I am, who the Word says I am. The Word of God will give us a solution to the identity crisis. The Word of God will transform the way we think, perceive, behave, conduct, act, reason. The Word of God, respond. The Word of God, more Word in, it washes us, washes away years of wrong thinking, stinking thinking, washes away years of condemnation, washes away years of doubt and unbelief and fear, washes away years of anxiety, washes away years of thinking that we're a failure, thinking less than, thinking that we're inferior, being intimidated. Oh, the Word is a transforming organism, sharper than any two-edged sword, the ability to cut asunder like a surgeon's scalpel every hindrance, every distraction, every residue of sin from our lives. Verse 9, knowing that Christ being freed from the dead, he dies no more. Death no longer has dominion, no longer has power, no longer has rule, no longer has authority. No longer can we be held fast when we die to ourselves, but we're free, we're liberated. Liberated in Christ, liberated by the finished work of Jesus Christ. For in that Christ died, he died unto sin once, but in that he lived unto God. We can live unto God. We can be free. You can be free. Christ is here today through the passages of the scriptures to free you. If you need freedom from whatever you need freedom from, whether it's sin, whether it's relationships, whether it's drugs, alcohol, addictions, there's nothing that the power of God can't set you free. Nothing. The power of God is greater than everything and every name that is named in heaven and earth. The power of God to transform and set free. If we will die, I choose today to die to myself, to my flesh, to my sinful nature, that I might live today in the light of the Word and in the newness of life. I want to live, but I want to die first. I want to live, but I must die first. I want to live, but the way to life in Christ is death of the flesh, death on the cross of my flesh being crucified, my flesh being brought into subjection, brought under until it obeys, until it obeys the word of God, until it obeys the Holy Spirit, until it obeys the leading of the Holy Spirit, until it obeys the scripture. My flesh must die until it becomes obedient, until it becomes one with the word, until it becomes full of the word. It's got to be beaten unto subjection. It don't want to go, but it must, that I might walk not in obedience, but I'll walk in obedience. Happy to obey, happy to be faithful, happy to be loyal, devoted, committed to the work of the kingdom, transformation. Verse 10, 11, likewise reckon yourselves, likewise consider yourselves to be dead. How do we consider ourselves? Do we consider ourselves to be dead? Dead to what? Dead to sin. Consider ourselves indeed to be dead to sin. Consider ourselves to be dead to the power of sin, and consider ourselves to be alive through Jesus Christ. I'm dead to sin, but I'm alive, thriving, living in Jesus Christ. I'm dead to sin. I've been crucified. I've mortified the deeds of my flesh and the lust thereof. So I'm dead, dead, but alive to God, alive to Christ. Verse 12 reads, let not sin therefore reign over your mortal body, in your mortal body. Let not sin crown himself as king in your body. I already have one king, and his name is King Jesus, the Lord King Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So sin is not sitting. I refuse, through the power of the Holy Ghost, to allow sin to sit on the throne of my life. I refuse, when the Lordship of Jesus Christ is enthroned in my life and enthroned in my heart. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in and its lust. I will not let any part of my body be an instrument for evil, an instrument for sin, an instrument for wickedness. No, neither will I yield my members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but I yield, I die, that I might yield myself to God as those who are alive from the dead. As those that are alive from the dead, we die that we now live in the newness of life. This is the life God has for us. All we need to do is renew our minds. All we need to do is pray for grace. His grace is sufficient for us, the grace of God. All we need to do is fast and pray, kill our flesh. You wanna die? Fast and pray. You wanna die? You want to see the power of God like never before in your lives? Break the power of sin off of our lives, off of our minds, off of our hearts. You want to see victory in your life? Fast and pray. Another key. Fasting and praying strengthens our spirit man's, and it crucifies and mortifies the flesh. It puts the flesh under, it subdues our flesh. It causes our flesh to lay down in submission, just like the lamb lays down. It causes our flesh to lay down in submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I won't let use my members for sin. I won't use my members as instruments of unrighteousness. It says, for sin will not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but you're under grace. sin no longer has dominion. Sin does not have dominion over us once we accept Christ. We have the power through the Holy Spirit to say no to sin. We have the power to say no to disobedience because we die. We die. We die daily. Every day I wake up, I die to sin. I die to disobedience. I move and operate and function in the newness of life. I say yes to King Jesus. I say yes to the Lord. I say yes, I can, to what the Lord asks of me. We walk in obedience. It's a faith walk. We obey God because he supplies the grace. Whatever we need to obey God, whatever we need to do the will of God, he already is the one that supplies it to us. We depend on him and we walk with him and we make time for the word. We make time for God. We pray. We fast. Number one, we accept Christ Jesus in our hearts. We renew our minds to the truth of the word and we will see transformation. Are you struggling in an area that it seems like it can't be done? I come to declare to you today, in the name of Jesus, the power of Jesus Christ breaks you free from the power of sin and death. The power of Jesus Christ is greater than the power of sin and death. You can be free. You can be free from whatever it is that has held you captive, that has held you bound. You can be free in the name of Jesus because of his finished work. What then shall we say? Because we are not under the law, but we're under grace. God forbid, we will not walk in sin. We will not allow sin to have dominion over us. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves, those are the servants that you obey. And when we yield ourselves to the Lord, we are his Christ beings. When we do and obey his will, the will of the Father, obedience unto righteousness. That is the Father's heart for us. We are no longer servants of sin, but we have obeyed from the heart the doctrine of Christ, the word of God. We've been made free, verse 18, from sin, that we now are the servants of righteousness, righteous living, holy living. I pray that the reminder that we've got to die in order to live has been a blessing to you today, and that you are allowing God to have his do a complete work in your heart and mind, and that you're walking in the newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
copy
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 321.